It wasn't just stormy weather. It was deadly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's in Huntsville, Alabama, one of many areas hit by a massive system that did damage in several southern states, spawning at least 25 tornadoes. Two bodies found in Alabama.
We are not far from the Alabama state border where we know those two people were killed in Montgomery County.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Caledonia, Mississippi, in the yard of a home twisted apart.
And the debris from both inside and what was likely a shed all scattered around their yard. This massive tree uprooted by how strong those winds were. Now lying across a boat in the yard. Just an example of just how strong these winds were, how intense these tornadoes were.
One of the cities in China where there have been strict COVID lockdowns, Chongqing, is relaxing some of those rules after widespread protests nationwide, prompting China to warn of more crackdowns.
Without specifically talking about the protests, the statement promises to resolutely crack down on infiltration and sabotage by hostile forces. And the government appears to be as good as its word. Since the weekend, hundreds of security service armored vehicles and SUVs have lined the streets of major cities. Paramilitaries are checking phones for banned apps and images of the demonstrations.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The economy was a bit stronger than first thought last quarter. The government's revised GDP growth from 2.6% to 2.9% despite high inflation and rising interest rates. Now, there's concern a looming railroad worker strike next week could do a lot of damage to the economy. So the House plans to vote today on a bill to force unions that rejected a tentative agreement to accept it. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says,
I don't like going against the ability of unions to strike, but weighing the equities, we must avoid a strike.
The House could also pass the bill the Senate approved with some Republican support to preserve the right to same-sex marriage. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
He used a gun to kill a cop. Missouri used a needle to kill him. Kevin Johnson got a lethal injection for murdering a St. Louis area officer in 2005 and said nothing before the execution. A spiritual advisor by his side praying said the condemned killer apologized to his family and to Officer Bill McEntee's family as well. In Alabama,
Alan Miller's execution was stopped earlier this year after there were problems getting an IV into his arm to carry out a lethal injection. His attorneys argued he was tortured and hung upside down during the attempt, but Miller had said his preferred method of execution was nitrogen hypoxia, breathing in nitrogen to replace oxygen. Now the state says it won't attempt lethal injection again, and there is no nitrogen hypoxia method at this point, so that likely means Miller won't be executed, at least not in the near future.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Four teenagers face murder charges in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Two of them related to the victim, Larry Ingram Jr.
Police say Ingram took a computer away from the youngsters because he didn't like the way they were using Instagram. Three of the teens are 14, the other is 15. Police say they threw things at and kicked his apartment door to lure him into the hallway and then shot him in the back. And then a second time when he fell to the floor.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. There's news on a new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease.
Researchers say clinical trials show the drug lecanemab modestly slowed the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Over the course of the 18-month study, it delayed worsening of the disease by about 5 months in patients who received it. 31% of the recipients were less likely to advance to the next stage of the disease during the study. One of the researchers saying that translates to more time during the early stages of Alzheimer's when patients function better. The FDA could consider approving the drug under its Fast Track program as early as January. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures aren't moving much. Mixed ahead of the opening bell later this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.